It's my privilege this evening to introduce to you our speaker this week, and God has blessed us with just an outstanding guy. His name is Dr. Marks, but he's a pastor, a teacher, a leader, and also a friend of mine, and I'm excited to be able to ask him to come on up and give us a glimpse of what the week's going to look like, and then I'm going to ask him to stay up here for a minute so we can have a word of prayer and pray for him and ask for prayer for the week, so...
Good evening. Actually, they didn't have everybody else to do it, so they figured, well, let's call Rick. He'll do it. Tell that old Life cereal commercial. Give it to Mikey. You know, Mikey will eat anything. That kind of thing. If you don't mind, I'm going to take a few minutes to introduce myself, because most of you don't know who I am, and I always like to introduce myself the same way every time I go somewhere new and I meet new people. The guy standing before you, I do have a PhD. I've got two MAs. I'm a BA, an LPC, an LMFT, a clinical member of the AAMFT, an ordained minister, REV, CIA, UFO, EIEIO. I got a lot of letters behind my name. But the reason I do what I do is because I actually grew up in a broken home. I'm a product of a divorced home. My father's side of the family, the Marxes, my great-grandfather Marx was Jewish, so I have Jewish bloodline on the father's side. My great-grandfather Ottaway, my maternal great-grandfather, he was born in Lebanon. He was Muslim. So if you wonder why I'm bizarre, I have two competing bloodlines in one body. I'm not sure who I want to win the wars over there anymore. When I was born, I was baptized Catholic. Figure that one out. My parents divorced when I was about four. There were four children, Kathy, Rick, Don, and Paul. And my parents divorced when I was young. I was raised by my dad and my stepmother. And my dad had an anger problem that he got from his father. It was a generational sin curse. I think I was 11 years old. My dad bought a cow prod and used to shock us. My little brother got the worst of the violence by my father. And if anybody is an advocate and willing to admit you love the Biggest Loser TV show, you actually watched my little brother, because he was on season 5. He was a little short, fat. They're all fat. The little short guy, bald hair, his name was Paul. He was actually on with one of his ex-wives, Kelly. She actually came in third place. I do what I do professionally, not because of my academics. I do what I do because I grew up in a broken home. And my father could never raise me to be a healthy, mature adult because he wasn't one. And I came to know the Lord. Actually, by the way, I was raised a Unitarian. So I'm just a religious mutt, all right? But age 17, I was dating a girl in high school. I claim Atlanta's home, was born in Miami. I claim Atlanta's home. But at age 17, I came to know the Lord and Savior is my, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, in a high school gym in a crusade a Baptist church is holding. So I'm actually a Baptist minister, kind of a renegade one. But I've learned something. If you're dysfunctional when you get saved, guess what? You're just dysfunctional afterwards. Because salvation doesn't take away your humanity. And growth and maturity doesn't happen by default. You must intentionally want to grow. You must intentionally want to heal. And by the way, love in relationships doesn't happen by default anyways. Because there's so much brokenness even within the body of Christ. So this week, I kind of titled the theme here, Deliberate. Deliberate in relationships. Love in relationships, in strong, healthy relationships, do not happen by default. They don't just happen. You have to make it happen. You have to make it happen. And Christ himself is deliberate with us. We're going to look at this in Scripture, but we're going to talk about healthy relationships from the Scripture. And how does that translate into your marriage as you as parents and those around you? And I submit to you that if we would really begin to focus on the great commandment, loving God, self, and others in a very deliberate way, we would actually transform society as a whole. Because people are looking for that kind of love. And we'll get more into this later on. So the whole theme is being deliberate. Being deliberate in all that you do. And I'm actually going to give you tomorrow a skill. I call it a daily touch point. I'm going to encourage you to do this all this week as a family to kick your day off. Because we're going to be deliberate. The Bible says don't be hearers of the word only, that what? Doers. So I'm going to give you something to do. Is that all right? All right. Who's next? Thank you all very much.
And you want me to step? Yep. He's a shy, quiet sort of a fella, but he'll warm up as the week goes on. So I've asked Paul Robertson. He's one of the board of directors here at Fort Wilderness. We also have another board member here with us this week. Come on up, Paul. Keith Ogorek. I don't know if he's in the room here. Wave your hand there. He is in the back. Thank you, Keith. And we're blessed here at the Fort to have a group of godly men who really help to lead and guide and direct this ministry. And they do that all of their own time and expect nothing in return but to see this ministry grow and flourish and win lives for Christ. So Paul, I've asked him tonight to pray for Dr. Marks and then just pray for this week. Paul and Dr. Marks have a special relationship, and Paul and his wife, Jerry, have just really been involved. Dr. Marks speaks for all of our marriage seminars, and so Paul and his wife have been very involved in that and helping that to come about, and so I just thought it'd be kind of fitting to have you come up tonight and share with us.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Rick, come on down here. Let's pray. Lord, as we enter into this week, and we all have high expectations of some relaxation, some rest, some renewal, and I pray as we look into your word, as we become deliberate about our relationships, that you would just anoint Rick with your spirit, that he would be able to connect with us in a way that your word is profound in each of our lives. We pray for each family here, each relationship here, each man and wife. I pray that this might be a week that we can look back on and say, God did a work in our life this day, this week. So as we look forward to our sessions together this week, I just pray that you will give Rick clarity and that you will help him to minister to us in a way that meets all of our needs. So you as the great deliverer of our sin, that we can have faith in you, that we can have eternal life through trusting in your son's death and resurrection. I just pray that this might be a mighty week that we can look forward to and look back on as being one that you met us where we're at. So as we look forward to this week, I pray that we have great fun, that we enjoy all that the Fort has to offer, and that we have great relationships and meet new people, and that it might be just a great week. So we thank you for this opportunity, and we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.